Just two more verses in this chapter. It's been a while. Verse 24, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." I want to speak this morning on the subject, simple subject, loving discipline. Loving discipline. It's very well established in the Scripture and clearly revealed in the Word of God that the way for parents who love their children, parents who truly want the best for their children, it teaches clearly that to raise them involves discipline. The word rod is used here in the text, and that's a stick made from a tree. It's not any use arguing about what that is. It's pretty simple. And it can be anything that accomplishes that same purpose, which is to make it clear to your children that there is consequence and accountability. Children are to be disciplined. People call it punishment, corporal punishment. But that's really not what it is. You're not punishing your children. Not in my book, it's not what it is. But it is discipline, it's correction. And when they do not obey, they're to be corrected. And we'll talk about what it is they are to obey and why. But look how. Look how it's to be done first. In love. In love. "He that loveth him chasteneth him." He that loveth him. Love and hate are directly corresponding here to disciplining and not disciplining your children. Love and hate. Pretty strong language. You don't discipline your children because you're proud and you just want your way and things are going to be your way no matter what. Things ought to be your way as the parent. But that's not why we discipline our children, just to get our way. We do it because we love them. And we get our way because we love them, because we know better than they do. It's pretty simple, isn't it? What business do I have disciplining my child? Because I know the way they should go and they don't. It's just that simple. They just don't. You're not going to be born with that understanding, with that knowledge. You're not going to find that on your own. You're not going to find the right path on your own. Well, we should just let our children find their own way. You know what their own way is? It's hell. It's hell waiting to happen. That's what all of our own way is. But a true parent, as I've already said this morning, is a godly parent. And by the grace of God, we know the way, which is Christ. Their way is anti-Christ. And so we don't just discipline them because we're the parent, because we want. It's not pride, it's love. We love them and we want them to know God's way. And so we're going to teach them God's way. If you love them, you're not going to leave it up to them. You know, people say God loves you and so He leaves it up to you. That's not love. That's not how love works. And God flat out accuses you this morning if you are not willing to discipline your children. God is flat out telling you straight up that you hate them. You may not even know you hate them. But if you will not correct them with the rod, you hate them according to God. You're damaging them. It's just everything is just the opposite of the way the world thinks. Oh, to spank, that's violent and damaging. No, that's love. Damaging and violence is to let them do what they want to do. That's violence. That's violation. That is horrible. That's the absolute worst thing you can do. And it's that important now. It's that important. It's simply whether you love them or not. That's what it boils down to. Here's how important it is. Proverbs 23:13. Withhold not correction from the child. And here's another word for it. The rod, correction. That's what the rod represents. It's they're going the wrong way and you're teaching them the right way in a way that they'll remember and that they won't resent. I've never heard a child that was disciplined correctly when they were grown up say, "Oh, I wish my parents hadn't spanked me so much." I've never heard one say it, have you? Not one time. Not one time. My parents, my children tell me all the time, they thank me for not letting them be little heathen brats, which is what all of us are by nature. They thank me. Last night they did it. And I didn't say a word about what I was going to teach them this morning. Last night they thanked me. Withhold not correction from the child. If thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. So said the rod in our text, what do you do with the rod? You beat him with it. That's what you do with it. And I know the word beat in our language nowadays, it signifies something probably a little beyond what true correction is here in the scripture. It sounds like you're clubbing them, you know, and bruising them and making them bleed. That's not what beating here is. It means to strike. But you don't tap with a rod, you strike with it. It doesn't say tap. It doesn't say tickle. It doesn't say threaten. It says beat them with it. And it's not complicated. It's so simple. People can argue and write all the books they want to about it. God already wrote a book about it. And it's so simple. It's not complicated. You have any questions about it, ask. But it's not difficult to figure out what needs to happen. If they rebel against your will, let me say that again. When they rebel against your will, you're to spank them for that. You're to correct them for that. And you do it till they don't do that anymore. I can tell you from experience, it doesn't take a whole lot when it's done right. Till they come to the place where they don't want to do that anymore. You see, before you correct them, they do want to do that more. They're going to keep on doing it. You'll tell them and you'll tell them and you'll tell them and you'll threaten and you'll bribe and you'll do all this stuff and they're going to keep on doing it. But when you correct them, they're not going to want to do that anymore. That's the last thing in the world they're ever going to want to do again. Trust me. It can be done. And it can be done in love. Let me start reading again because I keep interrupting myself. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. He probably think he's going to. But he's not going to die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. That's how important it is. God can and does save people who weren't disciplined as children. He does do that. I suspect the thief on the cross came to my mind. Children that aren't disciplined and don't understand right or wrong or the consequences of right and wrong when they're little, it might be almost cute when they disobey sometimes when they're little. It starts getting not so cute when they get older. It gets less and less cute and the consequences become greater. A spanking is nothing compared to a night in jail. I'd much rather have a spanking at the right time, early. Thou shalt deliver his soul from hell. Now, God will save people. He can. He does save people who are not disciplined as children. But let me tell you something very important this morning. God uses means to save the souls of sinners. And to neglect those means, you do so at the peril of your own soul and the souls of those that you love. Do not neglect the means. If God says spanking your children, disciplining them, doing it the right way will save their soul from hell, guess what I'm fixing to do next time my children disobey me? by the grace of God, they're going to wish they hadn't. Because I love them. And I'm a whole lot more interested in the eternal destiny of their souls than I am whether they cry today or don't cry today. Whether they get their way or not. If you deliberately neglect the means that God clearly reveals in Scripture is beneficial to the souls of sinners, you will be sorry for it one day. You will be sorry for it. And one of those means, a very important one, is teaching, correcting your children, which involves discipline. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. What a beautiful promise that is. Thank God for that promise. And we know clearly from the Scriptures how to train our children. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. It was difficult to figure out the order in which to say things. This is such a big subject, isn't it? And so broadly addressed in the Word of God. So I may not have the right order here, but I want to say this right now. The way that all children should go is the way of God. Not my way, necessarily, although, let me say this about that. Parents sometimes make arbitrary rules. You know, you've got to do this at this time, you've got to do, you know, these things that are in the Word of God. And that's not strictly what it's saying here, but let me say this. If your parents make arbitrary rules, I don't care where they got them from, you're to obey them unless they are contrary to the Scripture, to the Word of God in some way. But at the same time, parents need to understand that the way that children should go is not necessarily all of my arbitrary rules. It's the way of God. It's God's way. It's honoring Him. It's worshiping Him. It's being thankful to Him. And then if I make up some rules, they dadgum better obey them. It includes obeying parents in all things, in the Lord. But parents, be aware that it's God's way is the way that's being mentioned here. Listen to Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Because there are some parents that are so just wretched that they'll try to force their children to do things that are contrary to the Word of God. But listen to the rest of it. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You don't need any other reason than that. You don't need another reason than that. Well, why in the world do we have to make our bed? We're just going to mess it up again tonight. Because it's right. Because God said, do what they say. I never did understand that. It's going to look just like that again tomorrow morning. And it's so hard to do. I never could figure out how to make a bed. I still can't make a bed. I can't do it. It's going to have wrinkles in it. Maybe I've just set too high a standard for myself, but I think it looks pretty bad when I get done with it. But you know what? It doesn't matter what it is. Listen to Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in all things. Oh, the Scripture's pretty clear, isn't it? In all things. For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. This is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Now listen to me for a second. It doesn't say, children, obey your parents in the Lord because it's right to make your bed up. You're not doing it because making your bed is the right thing to do. You're doing it because obeying your parents is the right thing to do. That's important to remember. You may think it's crazy. Doesn't matter. Obeying is the right thing. I'll never forget when Don Fortner preached years ago when I first came here that even when God raises up authority and tells you to follow that authority, whether it be a pastor or parents or your boss, even when that person is wrong. I'm not talking about scripturally wrong. I'm not talking about against God. I'm talking about just wrong about something. It's still right to obey them. It's still right to obey them. Even if you know it's probably not the best way to do something, do it their way anyway, because they're in charge. Now, if it's against God, then you can't do it. But you know what I'm saying. It doesn't necessarily have to be against God to be maybe not a good decision. It's still right to obey them, and God will bless it. God will bless it. All right, where were we? This is hard to do this, as I said, in the right order. I guess there is no really right order. I just want to make sure I say what I can say about it in a short amount of time. There's a lot to say about this. The way to discipline children is not only by spanking. That's not every time. That's not the right thing. Sometimes you just need to sit them down. That's in the scripture too. Apply your heart. Listen, son, to what I'm saying to you, Solomon said. That's part of discipline too. Correcting verbally is part of it too. Verbal rebuke. Stopping them and saying, look, that's not going to stand. And you know me well enough to know it's not going to stand. Those things are necessary too. But don't neglect. If you spare, it doesn't just say refuse to use it. It says spare. Refusing to use it is completely out of the question. It's sparing. It's not using it enough that's saying you hate your children. Chasteneth them betimes, as much as it takes. Sometimes it's going to seem like that's all you're doing, but it's not like that for long. I guarantee you it's not. It seems like you're spanking them every 5 minutes. You're not. And it's not going to take it that much of it. It's really not. Not if you do it right. You've got to make it so that they do not want to do that again. They think they want to now. But you need to let them know they don't want to do that. You just thought you did. So it includes other things other than just what we call spanking. Whatever you want to call it. It's fine with me. To strike. I'll tell you what the Bible don't say do. It don't say ground them. Don't do that. Don't do it. Let's do it God's way. Can we just do that? Can we just be simple about it? And just do what God said to do? It don't need to be some long, protracted, life-changing thing. You know, just get it over with. Give them something that they can remember, and then it's over. They can go play. Go play. Go have a good time. Be a kid. But that's got to be taken care of. It don't say ground them, though. It don't need to be a long, drawn-out, protracted thing. It really doesn't. Simple, quick, done, over with. That's the way things are to be dealt with in the church, too, by the way. If there's a problem, just deal with it. Just deal with it. We got other things to do. There don't need to be a cloud of punishment hanging over the house all the time. Let's be a family. Once you know what's up, let's just go back to being a family again. Always make it clear to them that you're doing it because you love them too. It needs to be clear to them. Is that scriptural? Absolutely. I'm going to show you that last. We've only got a couple of minutes. It don't say ground them. It don't say make them stand in the corner. Who came up with that? It wasn't God. Does that matter to you that God's not the one that came up with that? Somebody put it in a book somewhere. Who cares? Somebody put this in this book. Is that clear? And it sure enough don't say publicly shame them. That's the newfangled way to do it. What a horrible thing to do. Make them stand on the street corner with a sign saying what they did. There's just something satanic about that. Don't you ever, if I ever find out one of y'all did that, then we're going to have a problem. Don't you ever do that. Not in a million years ever do that. That's the world's way of doing things, y'all. You know that. God's way is not just the right way, it's the only way. It's the only way. And we're to go God's way. You're teaching them to go God's way, and you're doing that God's way. How are you going to teach them to go God's way if you can't even do that God's way? We don't do it to harm them. We do it because we love them. And we've got to make sure they know that. Has God made sure that we know that when He chastens us, that it's because He loves us? I believe He made that pretty clear in Hebrews chapter 12. Let's close with reading that. The Lord has made it clear. And you know the Lord knows how to chasten, doesn't He? A spanking ain't nothing. God's put some hurt on me, y'all. How about y'all? Anybody? And I knew why He was doing it. And I knew the ultimate reason too. Hebrews 12:3, if I can get over there. Now look, have I given you my opinion this morning on anything? Not one thing, is it? I'm telling y'all. I just get the feeling now that it ain't going to be well received by everybody here this morning. But let me tell you something. You can listen to God, or you can read a book about it. Or listen to Dr. Phil or somebody. God don't change how He does things. His word don't get obsolete. There's not new and improved ways of disciplining your children. There's one way to do it. God's way. Hebrews 12:3. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. You've not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. God's not going to hurt you. Your flesh may suffer. Your flesh may die. That may be the best thing God can do for you, is just end it if you're that rebellious. If I am, and I would be without His grace, without His correction. But look, verse 5, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For when whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth. That's not a pleasant word. Look that up. Look up the word scourge. That's not pleasant. He says it's not pleasant in the text. And so our discipline, that teaches us something, doesn't it? If they walk away laughing at you, you didn't discipline them. For whom He scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. How do you want God to deal with you? As with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all ye are partakers, then you're bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. And they do, don't they? That must be so. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but He for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. Now He's just saying there, we're not perfect, but He is. He's the perfect Father. Now no chastening, verse 11, for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. But now they're thanking me for it. At the time, it was grievous. It's got to be grievous, doesn't it? Or it's not chastening. Now look, there's so much more to say about this. This can be overdone like anything that we do. It can be overdone. It also says in the Scriptures, don't provoke your children to wrath. Don't make them hate you. It's got to be done the right way. They probably hate you for a minute or two. That's okay. Don't provoke them to wrath, but it's got to be grievous, doesn't it? They got to remember it. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. I hope this has been clear. And you see, it's not my opinion. And there's a lot more to say about it. But may God give us grace to love, to truly love our children enough to teach them, to discipline them, to correct them. Love them in action, not just in pretense or in words, but prove it. Let's pray.